Ramblings of a Madman. Sometimes it makes sense, sometimes it doesn't, and sometimes it's absolutely insane. Let's get it started.
In the heart of the American heartland, a group of teenagers find themselves thrust into battle for survival against an unexpected enemy. This is the story of Red Dawn, a tale of resistance and resilience that captures the imagination of audiences around the world. But what happens when the roles are reversed and the hero of one story become the villains of another? Imagine a world where the Wolverines, the plucky band of teenagers in the heart of Red Dawn, are viewed not as heroes, but as terrorists. Their acts of sabotage and guerrilla warfare against the invading Soviet and Cuban forces are seen not as acts of bravery, but acts of violence against innocent civilians. The very same tactics that elicit cheers and applause from American audiences are condemned as terrorism when employed by others. Now shift the scene to the tumultuous landscape of the Israel-Palestine conflict, where Palestinians find themselves locked in a struggle for self-determination against the backdrop of occupation and oppression. Like the Wolverines, Palestinians often resort to acts of resistance to assert their rights and reclaim their homeland. Yet, unlike the Wolverines, their actions are met with condemnation rather than praise. The double standard is stark and troubling. While Americans cheer for the Wolverines as they fight to defend their homeland from foreign invaders, they vilify Palestinians for their own acts of resistance against a military occupation. The tactics may be the same: ambushes, bombings, and acts of sabotage, but the context in which they occur shapes the narrative in vastly different ways. In Red Dawn, the Wolverines are celebrated as symbols of American resilience and defiance in the face of tyranny. Their struggle is portrayed as a noble fight for freedom and survival against overwhelming odds. Yet, when Palestinians engage in similar acts of resistance against Israeli forces, they are often dismissed as terrorists or extremists, their grievances marginalized, and their humanity denied. This disparity in perception reflects the power dynamics at play in the Israel-Palestine conflict, where the narrative is shaped by geopolitical interests and historical biases. For many Americans, the Israeli narrative of self-defense and security resonates deeply, while the Palestinian narrative of dispossession and occupation remains largely unheard. But what if we were to challenge these preconceived notions and confront the uncomfortable truths of what lies beneath? What if we were to see the Palestinians not as terrorists, but as ordinary people fighting for their rights and dignity in the face of overwhelming odds? And what if we were to recognize that the same principles of justice and freedom that we hold dear apply equally to all people, regardless of their nationality or ethnicity? In the end, the story of Red Dawn serves as a powerful reminder of the importance of empathy and understanding in times of conflict. It calls us to challenge our assumptions and questions narratives that shape our perceptions of right and wrong, and it challenges us to imagine a world where the heroes of one story are not the villains of another, but where all people are afforded the dignity and respect they deserve.
Ramblings of a Madman, another successful episode. Done and done and done.